I got a call yesterday from the National Rifle Association. The woman on the phone asked if I would listen to a brief message from Wayne LaPierre, the NRA vice president, and then answer a one-question survey. I wondered if the NRA had tracked my subscription to Field & Stream or the registration for my hunting rifle. It didn't matter. I was curious. I had a minute, so I said yes. Wayne LaPierre's recorded voice came on, delivering a shock jock-style diatribe filled with punchy conservative buzzwords. The gist of Wayne's message was, "The United Nations is holding a series of conferences to get Americans used to the idea of taking away our guns, and then the UN is going to do just that." Once Wayne was done, the woman came back on the phone to administer the one-question survey. Did I think Hillary Clinton and third-world dictators should be allowed to take away our freedoms? Given the question, I took the liberty of ignoring the yes or no format. I really appreciate the work the NRA does on firearms training, I told my caller. I've taken NRA-sponsored classes, and they were excellent. But when it comes to politics, the NRA's decision to trade in fear undercuts every bit of good it does elsewhere. The woman thanked me for my time. There seem to be two NRAs. One of them has taught millions of people the safe and responsible use of firearms. The other thinks blue-helmeted troops and black helicopters are coming to take over the United States. Here's the reality. In our country, gun ownership is a right. With that right comes some very complicated responsibilities. I can own a rifle to go hunting, and I do. On the other hand, a criminal can buy a pistol and use it to rob my wife and 6-month-old son in front of our house, which he did. Exactly where is the balance of rights and responsibilities there? That's a difficult conversation to have, a conversation that doesn't involve UN troops, third world dictators, or even Hillary Clinton. And as long as those are what the NRA wants to talk about, it's a conversation we won't have. With a Perspective, I'm Evan Sagerman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.